We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and this is something that I say, why not me? Why not you, as a matter of fact? Yesterday, if you missed it, was a big national holiday. It was a national take your son or daughter to work day, and obviously nobody here on the Joe and Alex Show has physical children, but I myself have two little boys named Benny and Paddington. They're 2 years old, they're mutts, and they're the cutest thing ever in the world. So I was speaking yesterday in our staff meeting, and I noticed that nobody really brought anything up about bringing your animals to work, like your kids, your sons and your daughters, your little cats and dogs and whatever may be that. And I did not get quite the response I was hoping for in our staff meeting yesterday. I mean, it wasn't like that was the topic. I just kind of brought it up. And I'm wondering, 833-JOE-ALEX, that's 833-563-2539, if anybody else is going to be trying to do what I'm doing next week, because I missed the day yesterday of bringing your kids or whatever to work, and it's going to bring their dog or their cat or maybe their lizard or their goldfish to work. Well, you don't have animals and you don't even like them, so I appreciate you commenting on this, but I know you're already against it before you even think about it.
No one I work with, no one you work with, anyone works with should be bringing an animal to work for Bring Your Child to Work Day.
Why?
So inappropriate.
Why?
It's gross.
Why?
He'll poop everywhere. They bark.
No, they won't. My dogs, listen, Pork Chop poops more than my dogs do in the studio, okay? He's let someone's rip. My guys know to go outside. And they ring the bell when they have to go pee or potty. So I'll put the bell on the door, and if Benny or Paddington has to go, they will put their nose right against it, and they'll shake the bell.
I am 100% not on board with you bringing your dogs into the studio for a whole show. Would be a nightmare.
833-JOE-ALEX if you think this is okay or if you agree with Alex.
There are so many offices that let people, like, have a designated day for people to bring in their dogs.
No way.
So many offices. My sister, at my sister's work, I think it's like every Thursday or every Friday, they can bring their dogs into work. And so there's like dogs. I mean, at least 20 friends that have at their workplace a designated day at least once a month to where you can bring your dog into work.
But see, Joe's dogs are different. Dogs are psycho.
They're rabid.
So we can't have them in here. They would ruin everything. They'd pee on everything. They'd chew
Listen,
up everything.
No, no, no.
They'd bark.
You are making... First of all, guess what dogs do? They bark. Guess what my dogs
have never
done?
We're doing a radio show. We can have barking.
Oh my God, the sounds you make during the show, my dog's barking would blend right in, okay?
I'm with Alex on this one only because I don't think your dogs would like sit night like my
yes,
dog.
Yes, they would.
No, they wouldn't.
No,
my
they
dog
don't.
Should come.
You got
they
it.
Ate your freaking Christmas tree, dude.
My
dog
dogs would, do that. That's got nothing to do with it.
My dog would sit on my lap nicely. Yours would be like running around, jumping.
833-JOE-ALEX. Alice, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think about? I want to bring in my dogs on Monday because our company obviously did not recognize pets as kids.
I'm sorry, Joe. I love you. I think you're great. Listen to you guys every day, but I'm with Alex on this one because everybody's just not a pet person and you shouldn't have to worry about that coming to work.
Thank you,
everybody,
Alice.
I'm allergic to cats and I would be pissed if somebody brought a cat into my job. I would be so upset.
Cats are gross. No one's talking about bringing in cats.
Yeah, I'm talking about a dog, an actual animal that people like.
Any animal. Animals, if you're considering your animals as a pet and this person is, you know, has a cat, they're considering that cat to be, you know, their child, and they might want to bring them to work, but it shouldn't be allowed.
Listen to this. Liv the Web Girl sheds enough. She is like a dog. Yesterday, there was a pile of hair, matted hair, in by her where she sits. I said, what the hell is this? She was like, oh, that's my clump of hair.
I know. Love playing with my hair.
We don't need more. We don't need more.
I brush through my hair during the workday, you know, when I'm listening to audio. I'm just like,
what if my dogs perform? Because my dogs have talents for the radio.
No, your dogs are not well trained enough to be in here.
Listening to Pat, this is Paddington. I captured this the other day on my iPhone.
You cannot keep interrupting.
That is not him.
Yes, it is.
I'm having a conversation.
I mean, I don't know what other animals can do what mine do.
How
okay?
are we supposed to do a show with that in the background? We can't.
Dude, your dogs will literally tear up the equipment in here. They will cause damage that is worth thousands and thousands of
dollars. My dogs are chill.
No. We should have called one of them Taz for Tasmanian Devil.
One of them Taz, one of them Devil.
Yes.
Blake's on the Joe and Alex show. I'm not listening to this devil talk. Blake, what's up?
Hey, guys. I don't think it's that crazy. I think especially people in like their 20s and 30s, like myself, you know, we haven't really started to like get families yet. So bringing in like your lovable, furable pet, I don't think that's a crazy thing on bringing a kid to work today.
It's not a kid.
I don't think
also.
So either.
But it's my kid to me. It's a kid to me.
It's not a kid, though.
We also have this notion that like human kids aren't little terrors and cause a lot of damage and a lot of ruckus.
Ugh, yeah, they do, so trust me.
I think that when you kind of put it in perspective, like, hey, it's a really cute little dog, or hey, it's a really cute little human, at the end of the day, it still is pretty important to whoever, you know, owns it.
Well, I would also not be cool if one of us had a kid and wanted to bring them in for this during
what?
The show. I wouldn't be cool with that either unless they were like a teenager or something, or to the age where they can sit and be quiet and not have their phone going off and their Fortnite and
I'm
talking.
Alex. I'm an Fortnite. Old crotchety woman. And
whatever they're doing, they have to.
I don't want kids to be kids.
If they're little kids, they're going to be noisy, and we can't have anyone like that in the studio.
Says the girl that makes random outbursts all day long. You are like a little, see? Exactly. Kelly's on the Joe and Alex show. What's up, Kelly?
Hi, you guys. Good morning. I love this show, and I'm going to have to agree with Alex on this show.
Woo!
Kelly, what's wrong with you? Why do you hate animals? What have you done to torture
animals? No, I don't hate them. I have severe allergies, and I would be sick as a dog if people were allowed to do this, so I do not agree with it. They are not children, and I do not think they have a place at anybody's job.
There you go.
All right.
Oh, God.
Get out of here,
that
Kelly.
Noise.
Get out of here. Hey, don't talk about Kelly that way. Is this a Sham or Sham? I'm sorry. I can't read my screen.
Hello.
What up?
I used to work at Camp Bow Wow with Biddy and Paddington, so I think they're great.
Like,
to
bring oh, my in. God.
Hands
no,
on
no them.
That might have been pre-rabies.
They brainwashed her.
I swear to God, I'm going to punch a girl today. Yeah. My dogs don't have rabies.
Since they've had rabies, girlfriend, they're crazy.
They do not have rabies.
They were so great, so nice to me, and so cuddly. Like,
okay,
it just depends who they're around. Yes.
Maybe it's just they sense really bad people. And well, Alex and Liv, hello. I mean,
be honest, you've worked with a lot of dogs because you work at like a doggy daycare training center or whatever. So,
yeah.
On the scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best type of dogs that you've gotten to work with and 1 being the worst, where do Benny and Paddington, with your professional expertise, fall?
I think about a 7 because they could be way worse.
Okay, what was the worst dog that you've ever dealt with? What did that dog do, the worst one?
Bit her in the face.
I think it was a Great Dane, and it was on my second day working there, and it bit me, and I, like, had bruises from its teeth.
Ooh.
It loves me now, but, like,
dude,
it was still a bad experience.
Yeah, my dogs have never bitten either one of you.
No, they haven't bit me, but we all know a girl.
Thank you for the call, by the way.
Legs
oh, yeah.
Looks like she had gotten
Listen,
beaten for
I'll throw
hours.
Her name out there. Her name's Molly.
Molly.
God love Molly. First of all, we don't know if she had a lot of fun that weekend. Maybe she got a little freaky deaky.
No.
I don't know her entire weekend. And second, I hope she got some. Everybody should. Second thing being, Liv, she even came out and said, oh, well, I bruise really easily.
I'm sorry, but you don't. I know, but even still, even if you bruise easily, to have that many, that massive. And don't
You're
get
so
me wrong.
Jealous my dogs just don't like to hump
no,
you.
Don't get me wrong. You have one dog. I always forget which is which. That
Paddington's
I think is
the,
really
the smaller
cute.
One, yeah.
So cute. And when I went over to your house, he was like cuddling on me and it was adorable. And that moment was great. But that moment was very isolated. And the other one is a savage.
Good thing it's not December. We don't have a Christmas tree we'd have to worry about for them coming in.
Well, let's wrap things up with Alicia on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, Alicia, what did you want to say?
Hey, I agree with you, Joe. I think that you should bring them in. Maybe they would aggravate Alex and bark over her through the whole show.
Oh, nice.
That would be a great idea right there. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
Nice.
Okay, I think we can maybe come to like a conclusion with this.
Like an agreement?
Yes. This girl on Twitter said, we have a CBO, a chief barking officer at my job, and he's there daily. He is also listed on our website as part of the executive team. So maybe if we gave the dog a little job, then he could stay.
There is one dog that I like, one dog that I'm obsessed with. His name is Ming, and it is this teeny tiny white little dog. He's a famous YouTuber's dog.
I knew it.
And she puts him in baby clothes, and I'm going to have Liv our story.
No, put my dog's up
No, I just want to know. Well, that's fine, but I just want you to do which dog is cuter, Ming or Benny and Paddington, a poll so they can vote which dog.
Just like... That's like an Instagram famous thing. All the Instagram famous people edit their photos and Facetune. They probably Facetune the dog.
Yeah, my dogs are natural. They're ruggedly handsome. By the way, they're on Instagram. They've been trying to like get their clout up. So it's Benny and Paddington. You can search for them. We'll put a swipe up link on there for the comparison of the two.
Yeah, do anything for the clout. Yeah.
Just throwing it out there.
But Ming, if you are a dog person, you like tiny, weird dogs like me, you're going to love this dog.
All right, but seriously, though, I think I'm going to bring the dogs in on Monday. How cool would that be?
Oh, God.
It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now.